You know that one story in Bengal on Brahmin family. He has one wife. He has only one wife and himself. Every day he was going to collection some food, and he has altar, Radha Madhav altar. He had also Radha. Every day he was worshipping, and he has temple, his house, and then every day he is worshipping, and every day he is giving. So Krishna told in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, I created everything. I am a creator of all creation. I make all creation, but if you not to give me, and Krishna told, if you not to give me, you are taking everything without me, without giving me, and it is stolen things. You are taking stolen things like this, and because I am a creator of the all creation. For thus, everything I created for myself, not to you. If I give you, then you will take. Otherwise, not. And we are thinking that we will get myself. I am doing myself like this. It is not truth. It is Krishna is everything he is doing. If I read the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavat, I can know that what is the position of Krishna. And Krishna is the all creator of creation, all creation. For that, we are thinking we are doing myself. It is not true. For that, he told every day that Brahmin, every day he was reading the Srimad Bhagavad Gita. And every day he was going to collection and to give some things as rice, some fruits and some vegetables, and every day his wife cooked and giving to the deities, and lastly they were taking prasadam. They took prasadam.
Поэтому когда мы думаем о себе, о том, что мы являемся источником чего-то, то Кришна говорит, объясняет эти истины, говоря о том, что плоды наших действий не принадлежат нам, что плоды посылает Он. И в конечном счете мы как бы в ложном свете воспринимаем свое положение, думая о себе как о действующих, как о наслаждающихся и так далее. И есть множество тому примеров, подтверждений, историй из Писаний, истории, которые происходили в древности, которые показывают, как предавшаяся душа способна получить все от того, кому она предана.
That Brahman, and one day he was reading that chapter, ninth chapter, and 31st shloka. He saw that shloka, Ananya Sintanang Jindarang Porjo Pashate, Teshakhyam Juktam Jogakhyam Vahimam. He said, what? The Srimad Bhagavad Gita read. Maybe it is wrong. It is wrong of printing, but it is wrong. But actually, it is not correct. Every day I am going to collection. And every day I am collecting. And Krishna told himself here, say, if you take shelter to me, then I will carry my food. No, that time it is wrong. Krishna is not caring for me. For that he caught the Srimad Bhagavad Gita. He told, I am doing myself.
Есть история о неком брамине, который собирал каждый день, ходил пожертвования себе на жизнь, и он читал Бхагавад Гиту, и когда он увидел этот стих, где Кришна говорит, что я приму на себя заботу о том, кто предался мне, он удивился и сказал, как так? Я предался Господу, но он явно не заботится обо мне. И поэтому он вычеркнул этот стих из Бхагавад Гиты.
When he caught the Bhagavad Gita, that Brahmin, that man also, and that Krishna told himself, this Srimad Bhagavad Gita is my heart, is my body, like this. And when he caught the Bhagavad Gita, at that time Srimad Lakshmi Devi was serving to Krishna, and then that Narayan told this, okay, oh, Lakshmi Devi, because he caught the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, then he got shock, he got hit, his body, because Bhagavan Sri Krishna told himself, the Srimad Bhagavad Gita is my body, is my heart. When he caught the Bhagavad Gita, that time he got some shock and get my heat in his back like this, and then he told, I have to go, I have to come in this loco, I have to come in this world like this.
И говорится, что когда Брамин поступил таким образом, когда он вычеркнул стих из Бхагавад-гиты, то удивительным образом, эта боль, которую он причинил Гите и как бы Кришне, эта боль проявилась в его сердце, в его теле, он стал страдать, тяжело страдать от того, что он сделал.
And Krishna himself came as he was like he was 12 years old boy, Krishna came this loka and he went to the Brahmin's house, and that Brahmin, Brahman was not there. Brahman went to collection, to collect in some food, and then Brahman was, he told, oh, I cannot carry his big bags, I cannot carry, please take this, please take this. He was crying, and the boy was, Krishna came himself like as a boy. The boy told, I cannot carry, please give me. And Brahman, that's wife of Brahman, he told, who are you? Where from you come? Who gave you the one bag of vegetables, one bag of rice? Who gave you? That is, he told, Brahman told me. Brahman gave me. Why you carry these big bags? Oh, he told, he forcefully he gave me. I do not want to carry. He forcefully. And then when I told, I cannot do this, it is very big, he beat me, he showed his back. Because he cut the Gita, he has big heat in there. Understand?
Yes.
Okay.
В тот момент, когда Брамин ушел собирать пожертвования, в этот момент Кришна явился к нему домой. Он явился в образе мальчика, подростка, и Брамина не было дома, его жена встретила его, она не поняла, что перед ней Кришна. Она решила, что это обычный мальчик, но она увидела, что тело его, оно, на нем были следы, раны, вот как будто бы побоев. Вот. Но она не поняла, что произошло, она не знала о том, что этот брамин вычеркнул стих из Бхагавад-гиты, и тем самым он причинил боль Кришне.
And that brahmin and also took these all bags, and then the Krishna already gone from there, and Bhagavan already gone from there, and then that time that brahmin was going to collection, and that day he was going. Every day he is going to one house or two house. But that day he is going one house to two house, three house. But he did not get anything. One house he went, that's his family, his member is very sick, and somebody went to hospital. And another house, his house is locked. Like this, he did not get anything that day.
И Брамин, который в тот день ходил по всем домам и собирал пожертвования, в тот день не собрал почти ничего по разным причинам.
And in the prasadam time is 12 o'clock, and Brahmin cooked, the wife of Brahmin, everything cooked, and then Brahmin did not come back his house. She was very worried, and once upon a time, and after 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, he came, and he was crying, and the wife of Brahmin, why you are crying?
И когда он вернулся домой, он увидел, что жена его плачет. Он спросил его, что ты плачешь, почему?
Actually, and then Brahman told, I did not get anything today. I will not get any food. Krishna will not get anything. For that, I am very sad. Like this.
И ответ ему был, что сегодня не удалось собрать никакую еду. Кришна ничего не дал, поэтому такая печаль.
And Brahman told, the wife of Brahman, he told, what you are telling? You sent many rice, many vegetables, you sent and to on the boy, and the boy was, the boy is very small boy, you have beaten the boy also.
Прошу прощения, сам Брамин плакал, он как бы говорил жене об этом, о том, что я ничего не собрал, Кришна ничего не дал сегодня. И жена сказала, о чем ты говоришь мужу? Ведь приходил мальчик, и он принес большое количество риса и других вещей. И сказал, что это ты его послал. И сказал он также, что ты его как бы побил, потому что на его теле были следы от твоих ударов.
And actually, that when the Brahmin heard that when his wife is telling like this, the Brahmin told, I did not send anybody. I did not give anything to anybody. For that, I did not beat anybody like this.
Брамин же сказал ей, хорошо, но я никого не бил. То, что ты говоришь, что я побил кого-то, это неправда.
And the Brahmin was very surprised, became surprised, and he went to his temple, and he is worshipping his Lord, Sri Madhava, Radha Madhava, and he said, Radha Madhava, what happened? I did not save anybody. When he was worshipping and saw, every day he was reading Srimad Bhagavad Gita, and his books he is keeping himself. And that time, and that book was in the what is this? Like Ashan. And he saw, he asked his wife, why I read this early in the morning Srimad Bhagavad Gita, it was on the shelf. Why it is down? You read the Bhagavad Gita, he asked his wife.
Когда Брамин вошел к себе в комнату, он увидел, что Бхагавад-гита, которая обычно у него стояла на книжной полке, лежит внизу,
yeah,
раскрытая. И он спросил у жены, что такое, ты читал ее?
And when he saw the Srimad Bhagavad Gita and that chapter, 9th chapter of 34th shloka, he told, oh, then he saw that shloka, Krishna himself, then he told, it is not true, you did not, it is wrong, you made a mistake, it is I truth, I send the, you can see now, the, if somebody surrendered to me, then I can carry everything to for him, and you can see that. And that time when he saw that Krishna himself and gave a signature to the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, and that time he was crying and he told, oh, I am very bad luck, I cannot, I could not see to the Krishna because I beat the Krishna, I beat the Bhagavan himself, I myself beat him. And he told his wife, Brahmani, you are very good fortunate, you are good luck because you have seen the Krishna himself, you, like this.
Но на этот раз Брамин, когда он увидел эту шлоку, он увидел, что она вновь была там написана, и уже рукой Кришны. Он вычеркнул ее до этого, и Кришна вновь написал ее. И он сказал себе, что насколько я неудачлив, что я так заблуждался и так поступил по отношению к Верховному Господу, моей жене повезло неизмеримо больше, потому что она встретила его лицом к лицу.